we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, elegant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement à Serna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Red Cross Society of China program has benefited more than 21 million individuals. In ecology news, 25 organic farmers in India provide produce for more than 150 families. In hero news, Nida, a homeless dog, saves a 4-year-old Russian child. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 8th, is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, commemorating it first being honored in 1911 in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. It is now observed around the globe, celebrating achievements of women and promoting a rewarding, equal, and safe future for girls. Events include enriching workshops, art exhibits, seminars, festivals, and benefit concerts. While countries choose their own unifying idea each year, the 2011 United Nations theme for this special occasion is Equal Access to Education, Training in Science and Technology, Pathway to Decent Work for Women. On this centennial of International Women's Day, we send our gratitude, all wonderful women, for bringing much love, wisdom, beauty, and peace into our world.
Lion News. Earthquakes disrupt New Zealand, Iran, Chile, and the South Sandwich Islands. Beginning Saturday morning, March 5th, a series of 15 aftershocks rattled the quake-ravaged New Zealand city of Christchurch, with the largest, a magnitude 4.8 tremor, prompting several reports of damage to weakened structures. The island's east coast was also rocked on Sunday afternoon by a 4.9 magnitude tremor centered 20 kilometers east of Kaikoura, which created travel hazards as rocks fell onto State Highway 1. Meanwhile, southern Iran was also shaken by several tremors over the weekend.
On Saturday, two consecutive quakes of magnitude 5.2 and 4.0 in Kogalue and Boye Akhmad province prompted the mobilization of rescue teams after damages including cracks and collapsed roofs were reported in homes throughout several villages. Before dawn on Sunday, another quake, measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, occurred in the town of Faryab in Kerman province, with no damages reported thus far. In Latin America, Sunday morning brought a powerful 6.2 magnitude tremor to northern Chile, its epicenter 60 kilometers from the port city of Arica near Peru, while the British overseas territories of the South Sandwich Islands were also rocked by a strong magnitude 6.6 quake, centered 33 kilometers northeast of the Socoy Island. Fortunately, these tremors did not result in any casualties.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has already donated 27,000 New Zealand dollars for ongoing relief work in Christchurch, asked that our association members please check if any assistance is also required in Iran. Saying that funds would be available for emergency needs, she requested that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
Our gratefulness for the prompt response of all officials and personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving care. Our prayers for the swift recuperation of the quake-stricken, and that such distressing events are soon a thing of the past as we strive for kinder lifestyles to ensure the balance of our earthly home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Azerbaijan and Armenia support peaceful solution to dispute. Following talks between the two nations on Saturday, March 5th, hosted by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in the resort town of Sochi, Azerbaijan and Armenia affirmed their wish to peacefully resolve the issue of the Nagorno-Karabakh region. To further this goal, Armenian President Serge Sarkisian and Azerbaijan's Ilham Aliyev agreed to hold joint investigations into pertinent matters and to allow prisoners of war to return to their home countries. our sincere accolades and appreciation, Your Excellencies, on this fruitful dialogue, as we also thank Russia for her facilitating role. May the people of your countries be graced to live in ever-expanding harmony, security, and friendship.
Term renewed for Estonia's premier. On Sunday, March 6, Estonia's coalition government won the majority of votes in the nation's general election with 56 seats out of 101. This outstanding victory enables incumbent Prime Minister Andrus Ansip to retain his position. Prime Minister Ansip was first appointed in 2005, with this third term in office showing the confidence of the public in his constructive leadership. Prime Minister Ansip, we respectfully congratulate your renewed role. May your wise and caring leadership continue to serve the uplifting goals of the people of Estonia.
New loving hearts in Formosa or Taiwan and South Korea. Through Supreme Master Qinghai's encouragement and wish to benefit both people and the planet, there are now over 220 Loving Hut vegan outlets in more than 30 countries, including those recently opened in Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan, and Daegu, South Korea.
The 4th Loving Hut is opened. 이곳은 교육열이 높기로 소문난 대구 경신고등학교 앞에 위치한 아담한 장소인데요. 간단한 식사와 음료를 제공하는 쉼터를 수익화를 하면서 어린 학생들과 학부모들께 올바르고 건강한 먹거리를 위한 정보를 제공하게 될 것입니다.
되게 맛있고 또 인테리어도 이쁘고 그래서 좋았어요.
여기 와보니까 가게 또한 참 저렴하더라고요.
러빙원에서는 한 인간 위주의 건강이 아닌 땅을 살리고 그러니까 모든 것과 다 연결되어 있는 느낌이 들어서 더 행복한 것 같아요.
Huizhong Branch in Formosa is Taichung's second Loving Hut, located near the new city government hall as well as the city's largest park, outdoor theater, and a vast flower market. Loving Hut adds to the leisurely atmosphere with a variety of dishes, all within budget.
Inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's tender care for our animal friends, this Loving Hut also offers full service to customers' furry companions.
爱家可能是有点开风气之先吧，让动物跟我们人类一样都会受到他们的照顾。
Best wishes to the Loving Huts in Formosa and South Korea. We also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's steady support of this endeavor that is helping more and more people embark on a happier vegan lifestyle. May our planet be saved and become a peaceful place for all beings.
Benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
U.S. discontinues use of persistent landmines. A State Department official has announced the government's plans to dispose of its remaining 1.3 million persistent landmines, which are those that do not self-deactivate. This formal decision to be rid of the entire stockpile follows a policy that ended the use of such munitions many years ago and could bring the U.S. closer to joining a global treaty banning anti-personnel mines. Our appreciation, U.S. military and United States, for these progressive steps to ensure public security through the elimination of harmful devices. May such endeavors continue in the U.S. and across the globe, bringing a global society of shared understanding and peace.
Save our planet. A study raises concern for the Earth's sixth mass extinction. In a new study published in the journal Nature, several scientists from the University of California, Berkeley, USA, the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil, and the National Evolutionary Synthesis Center in North Carolina, USA, evaluated animals currently listed as critically endangered, and threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. They compared current endangered species conditions with five previous extinction periods over the past 540 million years, when at least 75% of all animal species disappeared.
Their conclusions included the observation that while the Earth has currently lost a relatively small percentage of species, the rate at which they are disappearing now, which some scientists have said is 1,000 times faster than the normal pace of evolution, could set off a sixth mass extinction in as little as three centuries. At the same time, co-author Professor Anthony Bernoski of the University of California, Berkeley, said that it is not too late if we act now to resolve habitat loss, disease, global warming, and other largely human-caused issues. He stated, "It is very important to devote resources and legislation towards species conservation if we don't want to be the species whose activity caused a mass extinction."
Thank you, Professor Bernoski and other international colleagues, for your extensive work in showing our potential for an irreversible tragedy perishing that would ultimately affect our own survival. May we act swiftly to preserve the lives of all beings on the planet.
Speaking in a November 2010 video message presented during a climate change conference in the United Kingdom, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the root cause of such losses and what could be done to stop them.
A recent study by the United Nations found that plants and animals are now disappearing at up to 1,000 times the natural background rate of extinction, with vital life supporting ecosystems that could soon be irreversibly damaged. The livestock industry is the leading cause of an alarming decline in wild species. In an October 2010 study, Dutch researchers found that protecting natural areas is not sufficient to stop these fast extinctions of flora and fauna. Rather, one of the most effective policies is changing to a no-animal diet, meaning plant-based food. So if we stop all animal products, fish, egg, meat and dairy, we'll save the oceans, save the climate, and we could halt also biodiversity loss.
As Libya's unrest leaves as many as 1 million migrant workers and others still in need of emergency aid, UN officials launch an appeal for $160 million to provide food, water, shelter, health care, and other basic necessities. Meanwhile, with some 2.5 million foreign nationals working in the country, the International Organization of Migration announces a similar appeal for $49 million to assist in further evacuations and emergency supplies. And UNICEF expresses concern, especially for some 1 million children in western Libya, where humanitarian access has been limited. Finnish news agency YLE reports that one of the largest amounts of humanitarian aid in the history of Finland's Red Cross is delivered to Tunisia, including 100 tons of tents, blankets, and much-needed heating equipment, as well as a total of 14 aid personnel now working to help refugees fleeing from Libya across the border.
Meanwhile, neighboring Algeria is setting up facilities to assist asylum seekers arriving there, as France, Italy, the United Arab Emirates, and the U.S. launch or intensify their existing relief efforts to aid refugees, and Egypt announces that all nationals who have thus far crossed into Tunisia have been safely returned home. Various media also report that the United Arab Emirates and the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, are partnering to construct two new camps on the Tunisian-Libyan border that will accommodate newly arriving refugees, while two medical teams from the ICRC arrive in Benghazi and Ajabia to help Libyan doctors and nurses treat the many wounded.
Egyptian Interim Prime Minister Essam Sharaf responds to pro-democracy demands by appointing new ministers to the caretaker government, including four who were recommended by the protesters. Press TV, meanwhile, reports on hundreds of Egyptians rallying peacefully as they call for the government to offer greater dignity and freedom to neighboring Palestinian brethren by permanently opening the shared border between their lands.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visits the UK, where he meets with British Prime Minister David Cameron and Foreign Secretary William Hague to discuss ways to continue advancing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process while facing Israel's continued construction in Palestinian territories.
In accordance with the values and principles of Tunisian protesters, the country's Interior Ministry announces online via Facebook that the State Security Force, whose political police were widely viewed as being responsible for human rights abuses, has been dismantled. Meanwhile, Interim Prime Minister Beji Said Essebsi also names five new ministers for the 22-member cabinet, all of whom are now free of any affiliation with the former government's regime. Save our planet. In an effort to mitigate global warming, China's premier, Wen Jiabao, pledges to reduce the energy consumption of activities linked to the nation's overall productivity by 17% in the next 5 years.
Save our planet. In Bangladesh, environmentalists call on the government to implement immediate measures to stop hill cutting of trees, both to decrease the likelihood of landslides as well as to save the environment and biodiversity.
Save our planet. As reported in the UK online news source, The Observer, water scarcity due to climate change is creating growing concerns, with water poverty developing in the UK and rising food prices due to water shortages leading to protests and even conflict in other parts of the world.
Laguna, we're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're dedicated vegans with a tip that is friendly to the planet.
You can write to your local politicians and let them know you want them to advocate for the vegan solution to climate change.
Vital facts can be downloaded at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for tuning in.
Now the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, a program of the Red Cross Society of China has benefited more than 21 million individuals. Since its inception in 1999, the charitable organization has received $152 million in donations. In the past, the funds have been used to provide subsidies and deliver relief supplies on New Year's Day and during the Spring Festival for families that had been affected by disasters. In 2011, the organization sought to assist those specifically facing financial challenges. Executive Vice President Wang Wei stated, "We aim to set up a bridge of compassion between those in need and society." Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Wang and the Red Cross Society of China, for your dedication to help precious citizens. We wish you long-standing success in all your noble endeavors.
In ecology news, a collective of 25 organic farmers in India provides produce for more than 150 families. Gomukh Center for Rural Sustainability has inaugurated the initiative in which farmers in Kowon Valley grow organic vegetables, which are marketed to families in Pune. The collective receives orders each week by email and harvests the exact quantity to avoid wastage. Products are then home delivered on the same day. Prices for these vegetables are comparable to non-organic produce and are sometimes even less expensive. One of the farmers, Mr. Shankar Lagavde, said, "My profits have more than doubled compared to what I would earn earlier." We tip our green hats to you, Gomukh Center for Rural Sustainability, for your work in supporting earth-friendly growing practices. Also, our appreciation to all participating farmers for making healthy veggies available to the community. May ventures such as these continue to flourish as more adopt the organic vegan diet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Neda, a homeless dog, gives a smart alert that saves a child's life. We're going to thank God for this cherished life. Stay tuned for more motivating news right here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for a more civilized world. In hero news, Nida, a quick-thinking homeless dog, saves a 4-year-old Russian boy. While feeding ducks close to his home in Krasnoyarsk, Siberia, Andrei Pavlov fell through the ice. Nida began barking and alerted Ms. Tatiana Balashova, who was giving food to stray dogs at the time. Ms. Balashova said, "She saw me, ran up, looked at me, and ran back to the pond." Ms. Balashova immediately understood that Nida was trying to tell her that a child had fallen through the ice. She got nearby help, and the boy was pulled out quickly. After a few days in the hospital, Andrei was released in satisfactory condition. Nida has now been adopted by a family in another village. Bravo, Nida, on your intelligence and compassionate action. May you have a very happy life in your new home. Also, we wish you a full recovery, kind Andrei Pavlov, and a bright future.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Estonian entitled Finishing Time.
Kaks õppejõudu vestlesid omavahel. Kuidas sina tead, millal on õige aeg loeng lõpetada? Kui tudengid vaatavad kella iga 10 minuti pärast, siis hakkan otsi kokku tõmbama. Ent kui keegi hakkab oma kella patareid vahetama, siis lõpetan kohe.
And now for our viewers' heartline on 2006 Animal Heroes Scroll on Supreme Master Television.
This show nearly brought tears to my eyes from joy. I watched it 3 times in a row and was more touched every time. This will stay in my mind forever. Viewer from Canada.
Open-hearted viewer, it is wonderful to get your sweet message. Our animal friends are definitely so amazing in their nobility, courage, and intelligence. We humans truly need to treat them with the utmost respect and love, starting with the adoption of the vegan diet. May God bless you and all the elevated people of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with contentment and abundance.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of this year's cultural exchange between Russia and Italy, Russian First Lady Svetlana Medvedev presides over the opening ceremony of the country's first culture and arts center in Venice, Italy.
New Zealand entrepreneur and philanthropist Owen Glenn donates $1 million New Zealand dollars to the Christchurch Quake Recovery Fund as he urges other fellow country persons to also do whatever they can to help.
Dr. Austin Goolsbee, Chief Economic Advisor to U.S. President Barack Obama, announces a drop in the unemployment rate during February to 8.9%, the lowest in 2 years, as he pledges the administration's efforts to continue pursuing policies that will create new jobs.
Japanese Foreign Minister Seiji Maihara issues a formal apology for the suffering of Australian nationals detained in his country during wartime some 60 years ago.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, donates $2.7 million U.S. dollars to OLAC, or Vietnam, for a national forest assessment project that will ultimately provide technical assistance to manage and preserve the nation's forests.
The Palestinian party Hamas in the Gaza Strip announces the preparation of a comprehensive initiative to regain national unity with West Bank-based Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Surveying more than 250 employees in 25 different companies, researchers from Baylor University in Texas, USA, discover that those with the most honesty and humility are the highest rated for job performance by their supervisors.
Commemorating the occasion of International Women's Day, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev lauds the nation's women for maintaining tradition and values, as well as nurturing families and preserving peace, as he calls for their expanded leadership roles in government.
Oscar-winning Hollywood actor Sean Penn thanks Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez for his support, which has helped facilitate the distribution of medicines for Mr. Penn's JP Haitian Relief Organization in Port-au-Prince.
Describing some of the numerous current veg trends, popular U.S.-based online blog The Chicagoist features a series on the many healthy and cruelty-free alternatives to cow's milk, including legume, nut, and grain-based beverages.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.